Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. The American Cancer Society says that more than 1.5 million Americans are expected to be diagnosed with cancer this year. More than 500,000 people will die from the disease in the United States. Today we want to introduce you to a cancer survivor who used a unique tool, music, to help her fight and recover from breast cancer.
When I was anxious before going into surgeries and all, I could put on music and it literally calmed me.
We'll also talk to a composer and musician about his work on music and healing on today's American Cafe. President Barack Obama has just signed legislation that would increase the federal government's role in the fight against cancer. The American Cancer Society says that more than 1.6 million Americans will be diagnosed with cancer, and more than 500,000 of us die from the disease this year. April Allen knows about the fight against cancer. She was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2013. She's also the author of a new book, A Tango with Cancer, which outlines her fight with the disease and some of the ways, including using music, that she coped with her treatment and recovery.
And one thing that I found when I was anxious before going into surgeries and all, I could put on music and it literally calmed me. I'm still dumbfounded by this. I wouldn't have expected for it to have that much of a role in my anxiety, but it did. It was really interesting to experience that and have that happen.
April, who competed in the Miss USA pageant as Miss Arizona in 1993, is of Comanche lineage. She incorporates their tribal stories and music into her own recordings. She said that a tribal healer had told her to name her cancer, and once she had surgery, to tell it to leave her body and never return. April says that after a time of singing, meditation, and reflection, she had a powerful spiritual experience.
And then I sang to, I named him Jorge, and then I sang to him, and then I spent about 20, 30 minutes doing this, and then afterwards I sat quietly and just was in the moment, and I just listened, and I'm not kidding you, within 30 seconds, right where my tumor was in my left breast, 4 shakes, I felt it vibrate inside. And it was just as if this cancer knew it was leaving my body. It was the most magical thing, one of the most magical things I had happen to me.
April Allen told me that music was also vital in calming her as she worked her way through medical care, including radiation therapy. She didn't say that any particular genre was more helpful than others, but that her musical choices depended on where she was and what she needed. But was her experience unique, or is it what's known as the placebo effect? David Ari Leon is a composer and musical supervisor at Sound Mind Music in California. He is also the co-founder of the Voice of Life Project, which works with physicians to help promote healing through music. He told me that other therapists and researchers have found music beneficial in therapies for cancer and other diseases.
There is an oncologist, Dr. Mitchell Gaynor, who wrote a book about prescribing his cancer patients to chant along with a Tibetan bowl. And he, in his book, describes that it had healing effects for some of his cancer patients. I took Dr. Gaynor's lead, and I released an album in the year 2012 called Voice of Life, and the album has a drone tone through all the way from start to finish of the song, just as if you were using a Tibetan bowl to create a constant tone on a steady note. And then I created songs that had a little more interesting musicality to them than just a drone tone. And I did a TEDx talk that year in Malibu, and I had the whole audience participating with me along with the music and chanting and singing. And I had a lot of very positive effects. I also worked with a doctor named Dr. Chris Morosco and did something similar to what Dr. Gaynor did. Basically, Dr. Marasco prescribed the music from this Voice of Life project to his patients. And he also had patients reporting that it was healing for them. One patient took the music to chemotherapy treatments and reported that it reduced his pain during chemotherapy and helped with his cancer treatments. So those are some of the reasons why I believe it's not just a placebo effect.
David Ari Leon told me that his experience with 2012's Voice of Life project has been that participating in the music, actually singing or chanting along, has seen positive results versus passive listening.
The more engaged people are in the music, then the more it has a potential to heal. And so the Voice of Life album was designed for people to actually be able to not only listen, which is wonderful to do, but actually to participate and sing and chant along and add their voice to the music. And that's really the design of it, for people to kind of be able to just set aside 10, 15 minutes to just kind of let themselves let go of whatever stress or anxiety or worries they have and just let themselves get into a state of mind where they're feeling the music in their body and they're adding their voice to it.
So what do you think? Have you used music to get through difficult times, even a serious illness? We would love to hear your opinion and your story. You can visit our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe, and leave your comments or questions there. You can also find archival editions of our show on our webpage, voanews.com. We'll also have links to April Allen's webpage and David Ari Leon's music at the Voice of Life. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, I'm David Byrd.